Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to it, Hugh.
It's a banger.
You coming around to it?
Not at all.
Gotta say, I'm glad that Milt wasn't in for the 1:30 segment.
No,
I didn't want to subject him to this.
I didn't know what to say. I wouldn't have known what to say. Milt, we're sorry. Thank you for coming
we're
in.
We're sorry, but we have to.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
It's a bit, Milt.
This song is inappropriate. You know what it made me think of?
What's that?
I saw a video of Madonna walking out the hotel the other day.
Speaking of inappropriate. Goodness gracious.
Was she naked?
Bro,
no, almost.
You didn't see it?
How old is she?
She pushing 70?
Madonna, like, yeah. Almost 70, right? Oh. And
you can't be walking around nude.
Her if she had grandkids, they would have been like, Grandma, what are we doing? Like, that out. She had on some go-go boots, dog.
Yeah, that's too much.
And she had on, like, a summer dress that I think she had it on backwards. Because the longer part of the dress was in the back.
Yeah, it was opposite of what
she
had.
Yeah, I think she had it on backwards.
You showed it to me yesterday. I was like, no, I'm not doing this. I don't want to see this. Not interested.
I mean, but hey, man, live your life.
And see, this is the problem. You can't let everyone do what they want. They don't know what they're doing.
They're going to do it. They're going to do it regardless.
Well, I guess.
Live your life.
All right, speaking of living your life, a guy that was living as one of the better receivers in the NFL just a few years ago, I don't know what he's doing now. I do know this. He might end up within this division. So Brandon Ayuk, a few years ago, was a star with the Niners, right,
yes.
When they got to the Super Bowl.
He was better than Debo.
Yeah.
For a season.
I agree. The year they came in here, the Niners, and kicked our ass that game when they just dominated, he had a touchdown diving back of the end zone. I think it was late in the second quarter. But he was awesome at one point. And he got hurt. They paid him. And it went off the rails of the 49ers. So he's technically still on the Niners, but he's not anymore. I mean, they don't want him anymore. It's awkward. And, Hugh, I don't even know how to describe this. A crash out? I mean, he's been... So there's a lot of connection because he played for 1 year in college football at Arizona State with Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
They're buddies. So people have just kind of assumed that whenever the Niners move on from Ayuk, he's going to end up with the Commanders. And if you look at the Commanders' depth chart, they kind of need another receiver. So it connects. The dots connect. But... I don't know, man. I don't know what he's doing, but he's still on the Niners. Listen, these are three moments this week. He posts these on social media where he's just acting as if he's on the Commanders, but he's not. The first one he's talking about, you know, go Commanders.
Man, what's up, everybody? I had a great Father's Day. And before I lay down and go to bed tonight, I just wanted to say, go Commanders. Go Commander, man. Go Commanders. Raise hell. Take command. You talking about?
So there he is. Again, he's on the 49ers. One more about if the 49ers cut him, what's going to happen?
And if I'm crazy or if I'm capping, some boys cut me today. And I'll sign with the Commanders tomorrow. And we'll see who capping.
Okay, there
he
is.
We'll see who capping.
Yeah, there's one more here as he's trying to help the Commanders sell tickets to their games this season. Here it is.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Beaky. I'm back in action and back on tour this fall. Go to www.commanders.com, get your tickets, and watch us walk out.
He's currently under contract to the 49ers. What do you make of that one?
Was he rap? Was it like a...
He turned on his tunes and had a Commanders hat?
I think something wrong with him. I think he's dealing with something because it was a weird story. Not trying to get all serious on a Friday, but that's a lot. That's a lot of different mood swings in one session.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a lot. You know, a lot of different. I mean, hell, I'm a guy that has multiple thought processes during the course of the day, but that's a lot to share with people.
Or any
all
of them raise
once.
Hail. Go
yeah,
Commanders. Go
yeah, you
to,
know what I'm saying?
W-W-W.
It's a lot. It's a lot because I mean, I'm not going to lie, I do that because there's times where we're sitting there talking, and I have a thought, and I'm like, yeah, I probably shouldn't share that one. But still, it sounds like he has a lot going on. He probably needs to go talk to somebody.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny, but also maybe sad
well,
in a way.
Well, it's because you
know something
what
is wrong with him.
You don't know. Like, all of a sudden, he just went dark.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He just went dark with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, it was really weird.
And then now he's back, and they're not saying anything. Mm-hmm. And it's obvious nobody in his camp has said a whole lot.
And they're moving on. They drafted a receiver a couple years of the first round.
And then Stripling this year.
Yeah, he's not on their team anymore. Do you think there's any chance, now, if he's dealing with something like real, that's one thing. Do you think there's any chance he's taking a page out of the A.J. Brown book? I'm just going to say I'm on this team until they get me on this team.
No, because that's extreme.
No, I know, but it's that is, we did see a little bit of that.
Not like that, though.
No, AJ wasn't that bad.
I hear you, but this is... This is different given what Ayuk has been the last year.
No, I know.
That's why it's different. And when you hear it, it's like, okay, what are you talking about? It's like, you're really like, okay, what are you talking about?
Well, I got to, if I'm the Commanders, that's kind of like worrisome behavior.
Of course
and
it is.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I would want to bring him onto my football team.
Yeah, because this
he's being weird, dude.
It feels like a staring contest to where the Commanders don't want to give up anything for him because of what we just heard and what you're saying.
He's begging the Niners to cut him.
Begging the Niners to cut him. And the Niners are like, well, give us a pick. Like, right. if you really want him, he can do as many Instagram videos as he wants. We're not just going to cut him, so you could just take him.
What this kind of reminds me of? Remember Larry? Y'all probably remember, but early in the days of Twitter, I think it was Larry Centers.
Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson. I'm sorry.
Larry Centers.
I had a nightmare in the fullback. They used to chip the hell out of me when we played Arizona Cardinals.
Larry Centers, I believe, had a 100 catch season as a fullback. He could play,
Larry Centers.
You meant Larry Johnson.
I meant Larry Johnson.
The Chiefs back.
The Chiefs run. You're right. And he used to have some cryptic tweets like that early on. And then it went silent. So I don't know, man. It's one of those things when you hear people or when you see people do that. You know, you wonder what's really going on.
Right, right.
So that was my first thought because it's been, for him in particular, it's just been a weird roller coaster ride of him getting paid, then him not being a part of the organization, him leaving the organization for some unknown, undisclosed reason, and now he's resurfacing doing that. So it's different.
It's bizarre. Really different. And look, he might be facing the Eagles here in week one. I mean, this thing probably ends with him on the Commanders at
Raise
some point.
Hell.
Let's go to D in Glassboro. What's up, D?
Hey,
D.
I'm not going to lie, Joe. Like one of my thoughts when you brought up the Brandon Ayuk thing is he trying to pull an AJ Brown? So like might be a little uncharitable, but that was one of my first thoughts.
Yeah, it's like, well, we've seen this playbook a little bit. Now this seems a little more extreme and worrisome, but it's like, hey, I want to play for this team. I'm just going to kind of say I'm on this team until they just do it.
Yeah.
I guess he's speaking into existence.
Yeah,
I guess,
right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to live his truth and get on that team, I guess. I don't know. Q, I do have to say that I really appreciate your commitment to trying to get those Hoochie Daddy shorts yesterday.
No, I got them. I got them,
Did
D.
you?
But you know what?
Have you tried them on?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that go?
They fit. I mean, you know, if I was... Never mind. I'm going to keep that thought to myself.
You really trying to put out there and get that...
No, but yeah, D. Yeah, those are not shorts. Put it like this, D. Those are shorts that you wear when you're in a relationship.
Not for mixed company.
Yes. Those are relationship shorts. I tried to make that as clear. You know what I mean? That's a relationship.
Yeah,
that's a relationship outfit.
Yeah,
that's a relationship outfit.
Nice. So onto Jalen Hurts and his placement. I'm not mad about it. I do think that Jaden Daniels does not deserve to be in front of him because he missed most of the season last season. And I'm actually kind of worried about Jaden Daniels because I think they pushed him back onto the field a little too early last season. Mm. And it did give me RG3 flashback.
Mm-hmm. I felt that too. They should have shut him down and got an even higher pick. And I was like, what are they doing? They're putting him back on the field? Because the only chance they have is obviously him. I mean, the last 30 years, they're barely ever good, except when they have these random years, these young quarterbacks pop for them.
Yeah, I don't know. This is going to be a really telling season for him. I don't think he's going to be as successful as he once was, but we'll see.
We shall. All right, D, you ready for a matchup here? Hugh Douglas against someone ahead of him on Herb's list?
All right, let's do it.
All right. Better athlete in Philadelphia in this century. Hugh Douglas came in at 66. This guy came in all the way at number 13. Who is better, Hugh Douglas or DeSean Jackson?
Oh my God.
Some of these are hard.
Oh, that one's so hard. That's so hard.
Someone has I think someone in the studio doesn't think it's that hard. I can see his face.
You know, I'm gonna say Jackson. He made a couple of just amazing, you know, the miracle of the metal. Like he did a lot. So I'm gonna go with him.
All right, D, good phone call. Hugh, you agree or disagree with
me? Love Deshaun. Like, Deshaun's my man. Yeah. And D, no slight at you, because I understand. Because when we talk about, like I said, offensive players are mystical creatures.
They're fun. They're more fun.
Like,
why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Like Brian Westbrook, like the guys that I play with, they are mystical creatures, and I get that, because they are the ones that, when you talk about games online, the miracle of Meadowlands, I remember that, because I was doing the show, right, and we were
Rob Ellis with you?
What was it, Dave and Buster's? The one up north by you. The one up there by the mall that just closed down, used to be the big mall over that way?
Oh.
Like up 95.
Yes.
But anyway, yep.
Franklin Mills.
There's a Dave and Buster's over there, right? And I remember we did a show over there, and I remember there's a lot of Giants fans there, and we were watching the game. And I remember we were losing, and they were ridiculing me. So I left because I got mad, right?
It was the Eagles were down like 3 scores.
Yes, yeah. I was mad. So when the game was almost over, I get in my car, and I'm leaving, right? And the Eagles come back on that play. Joe, I turned my truck around, and I went back. And I gave everybody in there that had a Giants jersey on the ring finger with both hands, and was like,
the real ring finger or the other?
Well, for purpose of this radio show and getting my third strike, I gave them the ring
sure,
finger.
Sure, yeah.
But I was like, in your face, and they were hot. But I made it my business to be super petty that day and go back in there and do that. But Deshaun Jackson also had a moment where he was at the one.
Dropped the ball.
And then he dropped the ball.
He did. That was outrageous.
In Dallas.
And you know what? I'm not mad, because I get it. Because Deshaun was an electric player.
And to be fair.
Excuse me. He's an electric player. I almost died on that one.
Jesus.
You okay?
And to be fair, when you scored your touchdown, you did not let the ball go at the goal line.
I did not let the ball go. No, but I remember, like, I was here when he got drafted, and he felt slighted. He came into the league with a chip on his shoulder.
Well, he should have been a first-round pick.
Yeah, he should have been. And his coach basically did him dirty. And I love Deshaun. And so I'm not mad at that one. I'm not mad at that one.
Perturbed, but not mad. Let's grab Harry, who's up on WIP. Harry.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up, Harry?
Harry, what's up?
Good morning. Man, I'm all right, man. It's another day, and I was just sitting here going through my day listening to you guys. And I just want to say, first off, good morning. I hope you guys have a blessed day today. But this Jalen Carter situation, I don't understand the hype. Like, I really don't.
Don't understand. What don't we understand? Jalen Hurts or Carter? Which one?
No, Jalen Carter, hype.
Jalen Carter, hype. You don't get it. Okay.
So the dude is known for 3 plays that I can vividly remember on top of my head.
Right.
He's known for sloppy Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He's known for making the play against Matthew Stafford.
Big one.
In the NFC Championship. Right?
Division run. Yep.
That's the play he's mostly known for, and he's known for spinning that Dak Prescott.
Yeah, no, you're right. Those are the 3 biggest plays of his career. I mean, you're right. I mean, those are the three most infamous.
One of them is not a play.
No, but infamous moments. Yeah.
When he got drafted, he was compared to Aaron Donald and Chris Jones. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yes.
I can read you guys the first 3 years of Aaron Donald's and Chris Jones' stats.
They're better than him.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I think we get the idea.
He has not been those guys yet. He's not consistently. Nope.
Thank you. So the hype of why we should be paying him, when we worrying about him coming to camp frustrated, I don't understand why we're giving them to him when he hasn't accomplished a single, not even a little bit of Chris Jones. Because leave Aaron Donald alone. Let's look at Chris Jones. Not even at Chris Jones level.
Harry, I agree. I mean, if you look at his numbers compared to Chris Jones, what Chris Jones got paid, he's not there. And Harry, good phone call. I mean, we don't hear that perspective on Carter a lot. That he's great talent, but it hasn't been consistent. Even the Jeffrey Simmons guy that just got paid, right? Well, Carter's numbers don't look like his the last 3 years.
But you pay for the potential.
Sure.
Because a perfect example, and this is where it relates to me, Willie McGinnis, the year Willie got paid, right? Willie was a Pro Bowl. I think they just came from their first Super Bowl or something. Yeah. They were on the cusp of
going. The Desmond Howard Super Bowl.
Yes. And Willie was the highest paid linebacker in the game at the time. And I hadn't accomplished half of what Willie McGinnis accomplished. So I remember when talking to the Eagles, they said, well, my agent asked me, what do you want? I said, I want Willie McGinnis money. And I said it just like that.
I could
that.
Hear you saying that.
Yeah, because he was like, well, what would make you go to Philly? I said, I want Willie McGinnis money. Now, you have to remember, I wasn't the player at the time that Willie was. So the Eagles gave me that based off the potential and the fact that they had already traded for me.
Well, that helped you when you were
leveraged. So that's what you're looking at. When you talk about, say, just like, for example, always talk about quarterback name?
What team?
The one that Minnesota got all that money from Minnesota.
Oh, Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. Yeah, Kirk Cousins. Yeah, I had a brain fart. Kirk Cousins got guaranteed money. The first quarterback to ever get guaranteed money, right? It threw the whole quarterback market into a tizzy because when you look at what Kirk Cousins did as compared to other quarterbacks, they were like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
what are we doing?
Closer to average than great.
Yeah, and so that's why Matt Ryan got so much money, and that's why the quarterback money started to be greater. That's why Kyler Murray got so much money, because you're paying for the potential. So I hope that kind of helped you out a little bit. That's why Jalen Carter's looking for the money he's looking for.
But it's also fair to say he hasn't been fully great yet. It's
he's
just been
not.
Spurts.
I tell you what, if he was a little bit more consistent, if he'd had 2 years of consistency, he'd have got that money, no question.
I agree with that. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see.
He starts long talking a lot around you.
Others see when they meet you. Learn about schedule.
I just noticed.
Your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Is this Phillies team great? Not yet or yes, Hugh?
78% yes.
73% not yet. Oh, okay. But this is the one I want to get to. Better Eagle, Hugh Douglas or Malcolm Jenkins?
Hugh Douglas, 58%.
73% Malcolm Jenkins.
Interesting you dropped your 78. Like, you weren't even that confident.
You know, this is how you know these people are too young on this platform.
Yeah, well, that's true. Recency bias.
How many people voting watched Hugh?
Ring culture,
but you know what it is?
Recency bias.
They won the Super Bowl.
You know what? But you know me. That's not everything.
Cares?
It's about the player.
I mean, you know.
I got to be consistent. I can't knock
Malcolm
you.
Malcolm Jenkins went to Ohio State. Mm. I went to Central State.
That doesn't matter.
No, but I'm about to make the compare and trash. Defensive rookie of the year. That was me.
There it is.
That was me. Hey, he won a Super Bowl, but I mean, that was me. I get it, though. But when you talk about a leadership role and the thing and what he meant to Philadelphia, I get it.
It's a good one. That's a good battle.
Good.
All right, let's get to you people here.
I mean, finally. Just to recap for the Hugh versus the field here.
Yes.
6-3. Hugh lost. That was Malcolm Jenkins, Nick Foles, Brandon Graham, T.O., Devontae, and DeSean Jackson. You do a lot of receivers of people.
So is that voting show that Herb was right?
Maybe.
No, it's the positions you put me up against.
Uh-huh. Like, well, if you just tried to find tough ones.
Well, if you compare it to defensive positions, I think I'd probably fairly.
You know what, Brandon Graham, that one was a good one.
Yeah, that was. No, yeah. I'm not knocking you. It's just that it's tougher because offensive players live in people's heads forever because they always think about their accomplishments.
The next one I was going to give, if we had more time, Fletcher.
That's a good one. Because Fletcher, I will tell you this, that would have been a good one because I think it was one stat that Fletcher was the first one to do something that I did. I think it was a All-Pro or something. The last person to do it was me or something like that.
And he played his whole career
here.
Yeah, yeah. I think Fletcher would.
That would have been a good one.
Fletcher probably deserves to be higher.
Yep. Yeah. I'd say that. All right, I need to do this in the voice that I suspect this person has.
Okay.
So this is at the beginning of the show talking about the Phils. Mm-hmm. I wonder how they'll spin the Phillies into trashing Jalen Hurts.
What?
Well, it's the people that are sensitive about Hurts for everything. Like yesterday, we were having the discussion of, is this Phillies team different? Remember, we had the caller in the first hour. Yeah. Like, well, you won't say nice things about Jalen
Hurts,
the greatest quarterback ever. I mean,
what about Jalen Hurts?
It's the Jalen insecurity.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
It's the Jalen insecurity.
And just speaking of, well, it's, yeah, that's how they all sound. wasn't in the YouTube chat for a little while, and I went back. We weren't not much Jalen talk today. We mentioned the list, but yeah. It was a lot of fills today,
yep,
right?
Yep.
I got the AI summary.
Oh boy.
Viewers in the chat are saying they have mixed opinions regarding Jalen Hurts' performance and the effectiveness of his teammates, specifically debating A.J. Brown's drops and individual player skill set. So while we sit here and talk fills, all of them, are the ones talking about Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Just to be clear.
That's you people.
To be clear.
Mm-hmm. Nobody loves talking more about Jalen Hurts than the people who say they don't like talking about Jalen Hurts. They love it.
That's a fact.
I mean, just come on, people. Anyway, Hugh talking about the Phillies throwing around more butts than a twerking competition.
Twerking competition is fine.
It is. That's good.
No one can judge but God, Joe.
All right. Well, on this pulpit, I can. Okay, how's that sound?
That was way heavier than it needed.
It really was.
Well, you know, God doesn't have a radio show, so
you know,
he doesn't have 4 hours.
I was one of us.
If he wants a time slot, I'm sure he can get it somewhere. Yep. So just listen for it
without hesitation. Yep.
Hugh Douglas, guy was legit.
He was legit. Yeah. What happened to him?
I don't remember Hugh out-dueling Mahomes in 2 Super Bowls.
Oh boy.
Well, you didn't, to be fair.
Because he didn't play in the same era as Patrick Mahomes.
People are sleeping on Hugh. I grew up a big fan of him and Ronald McDonald.
That rent-free.
Yep. McDonald stunk Hugh. Drop the nostalgia bit. I like they're leaning into that.
That was your guy, though.
You people been cooking lately.
They have. This is one of their better weeks.
Yeah. All right, just real quick. Mm-hmm. We talked about the epidemic that's been going on around here with, I think it's spreading from patient zero, Hugh Douglas.
The Philadelphia 76ers.
I agree with Bryce. I was the one who asked Bryce that question about whether or not it's sustainable.
That would be my ass yesterday.
We got a new one today. TK, sports update.
Storming back from another big deficit to win their third in a row in D.C., Washington struck for 4 in the first off Christopher Sanchez, led 5-0 entering the sixth.
Hey, man, we're human, man. You got to love it.
Someone do a wellness check on TK. That one looked painful.
I do have one more because we played audio yesterday, and I wondered who was going to end up giving me the cleanest drop out of all you guys. Ended up being Joe.
Do you think they have enough hot guys? So I was recapping what Ruben said. But sure you are. Every team could use more hot guys in the lineup. Can they not?
Do you think they have enough hot guys?
That is crazy.
It's a good one. All right. That is it for us for today. Afternoon show. They're coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.